of guidance for all mankind. Amazing miracles you will find. The wonders of Quran, the wonders of Quran, the wonders of Quran, the wonders of Quran, the wonders of Quran.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we are welcome once again in Silsila Wonders of Quran, and we are here with another beautiful and unique topic today. And the topic is: who was the first murderer in the history? Let's find out in today's silsila, Wonders of Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, my Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, who is also an Alim in Niyyat, he has given us a mindset to make good intentions before any permissible deed or a good action we perform. Let's make few good intentions before we proceed ahead towards our topic of the day. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will listen this with utmost concentration, only for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whatever we learn, we will remember it. We will note down the important point. We will act upon whatever lessons we gain from today's silsila. And not only that, we will pass this knowledge on to others too. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today we are going to find out the first murderer and the first murdered. Yes, you're going to learn a very beautiful information today, inshallah azza wa jal. So the first who murdered on the earth is Qabil, and the first person who got murdered was Habil. Qabil and Habil, they both are the sons of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, who is also known as Adam. The historical perspective of this murder is that with every pregnancy, Sayyidatuna Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha bore two children, one being a boy and the other being a girl. The boy of the pregnancy was married to the girl of the other pregnancy. Subhanallah. Following this tradition, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam wished to marry Qabil with Lawzima, who was born with Habil, but Qabil showed his discontent over the decision because Aqlima was prettier and Qabil desired to get her. Now, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam tried to explain Qabil that Aqlima was born with you, therefore she is your sister and you cannot get married to her. But Qabil showed stubborn attitude over this issue. Finally, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam ordered them to offer their sacrifices to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and told them that the one whose sacrifice will be accepted will deserve to get Aqlima. Dear viewers, in those days, the sign of the acceptance of a sacrifice was that the fire from the sky used to come down and eat the sacrifice. Therefore, Qabil offered some grains of wheat and Habil offered goat for sacrifice. Subhanallah. The fire from the sky ate away the sacrifice of Habil and left the wheat grains of Qabil. Subhanallah. Consequently, there was a growth of jealousy and greed in the heart of Qabil, and he determined to murder Habil and threatened Habil that I will kill you. Habil said that acceptance of a sacrifice is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and He accepts the sacrifices of only pious people. If you were also pious, then your sacrifice would have been accepted also. Subhanallah. What happens? Habil also said to Qabil that if you raise your hand to kill me, I will not raise my hand to kill you because I fear Allah Azza wa Jal. I want my sin as well as yours to be on your account, and consequently you may become amongst the people of the hell because that is the punishment of unjust people. Finally, Qabil killed his own brother Habil. Dear viewers, at the time of murder, Habil was 20 years old, and this incident took place in Makkatul Mukarrama, near the mountain of Thur, or in the valley of mountain of Hira. So dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's take this further. It is also narrated that when Habil was killed, there was an earthquake on the earth for 7 days. Allahu Akbar. Every creature was plunged into turmoil. Qabil, who had a fair complexion and was very handsome before slaying his brother, now turned black and ugly. Allahu Akbar. This incident intensely grieved Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. He alayhi salam was so much grief-striking by the death of his own son Habil that he alayhi salam did not laugh for 100 years. Allahu Akbar. And wrote in the Syrian language in the memory of his dead son. It has been translated in Arabic as, and I mention the English translation. A change has overwhelmed all of the cities and their inhabitants. The face of the earth has been blurred and cursed. Everything having color or taste has been changed, and charm of the fair color has vanished away. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam expelled Qabil from his court in an extreme state of wrath and anger, and invoked curse unto him. The accursed soul then carried Aqlima with him and went to Yemen and settled in the land of Aden. What happens now? Iblis, Shaitan, approached him and tempted him that the reason behind the fire eating the sacrifice of Habil was that he used to worship the fire. Allahu Akbar. This was the whisper of Shaitan. Therefore, you too should erect a temple for fire and worship it. Astaghfirullah. Therefore, Qabil is the first person who worshipped the fire and is also the first one to transgress and disobey Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He was also the first one to kill an innocent person, and he is the first criminal who will be thrown into the hell. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala save us from the torments of the hell fire. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it has been mentioned in blessed hadith that all the unjust bloodshed that will take place over the surface of the earth, Qabil will be the major stakeholder in that guilt because he was the first one to commence this mistake, sin or guilt. Allahu Akbar. The end of Qabil came in such a way that one of his blind children threw a stone that killed him. Thus, the wretched Qabil, who even though was the son of Prophet, was cursed and died a death of an unbeliever by the hands of his own son while worshipping the fire in the state of polytheism. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us from bad end. When we live on Iman. When we die on Iman. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Padan channel, 5 years after the murder of Habil, Sayyidina Shis alayhi salam was born, and at that time Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was 130 years old. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam named his intelligent son as Shis. This word is Syrian word and its synonym in Arabic is, which means a gift to Allah. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam taught all the 50 holy scriptures, Sahife, to his son Shis alayhi salam. Subhanallah. And that were revealed to Sayyidina Adam, so he taught it to Sayyidina Shis alayhi salam. He alayhi salam appointed Sayyidina Shis alayhi salam as his administrator, wise and caliph. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam supplicated for prosperity of his progeny. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is among the progeny of Sayyidina Shis alayhi salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So, this incident has been mentioned in Holy Quran.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ لَئِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن بإثمي وإثمك فتكون من أصحاب النار وذلك جزاء الظالمين فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله فأصبح من الخاسرين.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And recite to them the true tale of the two sons of Adam. When both of them offered a sacrifice each, hence the sacrifice of one was accepted and not accepted from the other. He, the other, said, I swear I will kill you. He answered, Allah accepts only from the pious. Indeed, if you do extend your hand against me to kill me, I will not extend my hand against you to kill you. I fear Allah, the Rabb of the creation. I only desire that you alone should bear my sin and your own sin. Hence you become of the people of hell, and that is the proper punishment of the unjust. So his soul incited him to kill his brother. He therefore killed him and was therefore ruined. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we've heard. Now let's find out what beautiful lessons we learn from this incident of Quran. Subhanallah. The very first murder in the world took place due to the dispute over a woman. Therefore, we shall seek refuge from Almighty Allah to save us from being a victim of contiguous relationship with a woman. Number two, Qabil was incited by the foul passion of jealousy and consequently killed his brother. This account teaches us that how dangerous jealousy is and how perilous it is for one's soul. That's why the Holy Quran orders us to keep seeking refuge from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala from the envy of an envier. The Holy Quran commands in part 30, Surah Al-Falaq, verse 5.
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And from the evil of the envier when he is envious of me. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we also come to know what a great sin it is to kill somebody. A son of Prophet was also expelled from the court of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Consequently, he died a death of an unbeliever and will remain a stakeholder in every murder until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Thus, he will finally remain confined in the punishment of hellfire. Astaghfirullah. We also learn that the innovator of an evil act will get the sin of all those people who act upon that evil until the day of judgment. It also teaches us that it is not necessary for a child of a pious parent to be pious too. The children of a pious people can also be deviant because Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is a distinguished prophet of Allah azza wa jal as well as Safiullah. But you have noticed that how notorious was the transgression of Qabil. Everyone should keep supplicating to Allah for a pious offspring and a pious ending. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, when Qabil killed Habil, Qabil was worried that what to do with the dead body of his brother. Because before that, nobody had died and he didn't know what to do with the dead body. He was just wandering around and taking the dead body with him. And finally, he saw two crows fighting with each other and one killing the other. Allahu Akbar. Then the living crow dug a hole with his beak and paused, and after placing the dead crow in it, filled it with the soil. Subhanallah, subhanallah. From this demonstration, Qabil came to know that the corpse of the dead body shall be buried in the ground. Subhanallah. Therefore, he dug a grave and buried the corpse of his brother in it. The Holy Quran has described this incident in the following words in part 6, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 31.
فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْءَةَ أَخِيهِ قَالَ يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعَجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ فَأُوَارِيَ سَوْءَةَ أَخِي فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. So Allah sent a crow scratching the ground to show him how to hide his brother's corpse. He said, "Woe to me, I was not even capable enough to be like this crow, so I would hide my brother's corpse." And he turned remorseful. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we get a moral lesson from this, that in order to acquire knowledge, a human being is also reliant on the help of even small creatures like a crow. Subhanallah. And we have also come to know that whenever someone is confronted by the worldly problems, Almighty Allah is so gracious and compassionate unto us that He shows the path that leads us towards the solution of the problem through different means. Subhanallah. even though birds or animals. So dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, birds, you see, animals, stars, moon, sun, galaxies, all are the signs of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And they are also means of learning for us. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us steadfastness on Iman. When we live as a Muslim. When we die as a Muslim. So, my dear Islamic brothers, I hope you learned so much in this silsila, Wonders of Quran. Until next time, keep watching your Madani channel. See you soon with another beautiful and unique topic in Wonders of Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The light of guidance for all mankind. Amazing miracles you will find. The wonders of Quran. The wonders of Quran. The wonders of Quran. The wonders of Quran. The wonders of Quran.